The Bank of Japan left its economic assessment for April unchanged for the sixth straight month, even though private capital spending is starting to recover. The central bank expects little significant growth in the Japanese economy for now because of no signs of strong increases in either domestic or export demand. The bank says the outlook for world economic growth is clouded now because of the effects of the war in Iraq and the spread of the severe acute respiratory syndrome. The bank announced that it is considering the unusual step of buying asset-backed securities. It says that might encourage private investment, especially for small and medium-sized companies. Japanese game maker Nintendo lowered its earnings forecast, in part because of weak demand for its GameCube consoles. The company has slashed its full-year earnings forecast to about $550 million for the year that ended March 31st. The maker of such games as Super Mario and Pokemon had previously expected a profit of $660 million, but sales of GameCube consoles declined 44% and did not hit the company's target of 10 million units in the fiscal year that ended last month. Nintendo spokesman Yasuhiro Minagawa says the company's game lineup failed to drive console sales.
These are very good titles indeed, quality software and a good seller too. However, they could not help drive up the GameCube hardware sales as we had expected. And having seen the success of other titles like Pokemon and other hit titles on the market, these games were perhaps seen as somewhat too difficult or complicated, especially for novice game players.
Some analysts say Nintendo's games do not appeal to adults, the growth sector for the industry in North America and Europe. In the automobile sector, Toyota plans to produce more models in China as part of its tie-up with that country's biggest vehicle maker. Under the deal, Japan's largest automaker and China's FA Group will produce four Toyota models, including the popular Crown luxury sedan and the Corolla subcompact. The plan will help Toyota, seen as a latecomer in China, boost its presence in the world's fastest-growing car market. Both companies agreed last year to build and sell up to 400,000 cars in China a year by 2010. Steve Herman for VOA News, Tokyo.